And he enjoyed that, but he got all the praise, but I enjoyed making them. I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't wanted to. And then, you see, we grew the pecans on the place.
Oh, wow.
So that wasn't so expensive. But now the pecans are expensive.
They're expensive.
But that'll be no more because I won't cook anymore. I don't have any place to cook and don't need one. I've done enough.
She's at an assisted living and loves it.
I do.
But if you put her over here in this room, she'd love it. She sacks herself out for whatever she wants to do, and she does it. She's a very determined lady.
Some of my friends will say, "Do you think you're going to like it there?" I said, "I'm going to like it. I'm not going for any other purpose." And they say, "Well, are you sure you want to go?" One of my cousins, you know, Leela still don't believe that I made up my own mind. I said, "But I did." I said, "My children didn't put me anywhere. But I said, I told them to get out from there and find me some place to live. So that's what they selected, and they carried me down, and it suited me. Here we go."
She's in a room that looks out over the sidewalk she walked, or the trail she walked to school as a child.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
And I do like it. I'm not just putting on. I do like it. I went there to like it. But some people can't believe what they hear, but I did. Nobody told me to go there. They didn't tell me anything. And then I recently sold my home, because I knew I couldn't go back and live alone. Mm-hmm. And some people can't believe that. Well, I didn't need it if I couldn't ever use it anymore.
What are you gonna do with it if you can't go there?
And just sit there and rot down. So.
You mentioned, what's it called, Scuffernong? Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's a grape type thing.
Oh.
It's a bronze, well, some people call them grapes, J.D. does, but they're not grapes. Mm-hmm. The scuffernines are bronze and the grapes are purple.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And of course they got juice in them and this acid, you know, the acid makes the jelly. Mm. And so,
and they grow around here?
Yeah, they grow around here. My husband used to have, I don't know how many grapevines he had.
Is it the same thing as fox grape, what some people call fox grapes,
No, it's a different grape.
Okay.
You don't eat that whole grape, you just get the juice out of it.
Mm. Okay.
It's a bigger grape.
Okay.
So you don't eat them?
You eat the juice out of it.
The juice, throw away the skin.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can use the skins too. You can make preserves out of those skins, and they're the best things you ever tasted. Mm-hmm. You know, mash the pulp out of that and just use the whole.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. Very good.
I had never heard of those before. That's very interesting.
Really?
We'd have brought you some if we'd known you had heard
of them. Yes, Billy has some. We came back by her house Sunday, my son did, and gave her some scuffernines. And weren't they good?
They were delicious.
You still got some?
Yeah, they were about this big around.
I know.
They were delicious.
So your son grows them?
The place he's just purchased in Gilmer County, they were up there. He doesn't have any on his place here.
But up there he does. And mm-hmm. You said he grows apples too?
Yeah, he's got apples and cherry trees, pear trees.
Wow.
Grapes.
He lived across the street from her up on Jones Road here. Mm-hmm. And her daughter lived out beyond her.
Mm.
Well, now the daughter has moved further up. And after she went to the nursing home, her son, he's not living up there permanently yet. He's going to wait till he retires.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
He's got the two houses. But when he retires, he'll have that place ready to go to.
Sounds like he has a nice place
with
all that stuff growing there.
It is a nice place. I couldn't wait to see it. I was just so excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a lake on the property and a good garden spot. And he loves to work in the dirt. He can make the finest garden you've ever seen in your life.
He can make the produce.
He sure can.
Corn.
At one time, he had cantaloupes, the best things you've ever tasted, and they'd bring them up to the house on a golf cart and cotton baskets. Have you ever seen a cotton basket?
Mm-hmm.
Like you pick cotton and put in? Well, they're big baskets, this big, this deep.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd put those things on that basket on that golf cart and fill it full of. I've seen Barbara come up that little hill with that thing just loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Just loaded.